Now, don't go away, because next on CBS Radio's Comedy Time are those two zany characters of many characters, Bob and Ray. And now, from a, well, let's see, coast to coast, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding are more than delighted to present the CBS Radio Network. And so another week slowly grinds to an end for us here.
Yeah, we have two or three weekend features that will be a part of today's show. These are our opening remarks that you're listening to right now.
Yeah.
And we have some guests in the studio.
Yeah. And let's see. Is that all we have for the show today? My word.
Well, I thought maybe it'd be good to, you know, think about the weekend coming up.
Well, at least we're going to get the studio clean for the weekend.
Here he comes. What is his name? Have you found out?
No. Do they have some special shows in here over the weekend that they have to get it all cleaned up and stuff?
I don't believe so, no.
It's a big vacuum cleaner he has there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bigger than a nice giant. He probably belongs to one of those commercial companies that goes around cleaning business establishments.
Yeah.
We should hurry up. We're on the air, you know.
I'm always so happy. That's the thing we like.
Well, I think time for our call to Peoria.
That's right. It's Friday, and our great whale, the Bob and Ray promotion whale, has moved on to Peoria, Illinois, and to bring us the full coverage of Smelly Dave's visit to Peoria. Come in, please. Bob and Ray reporter Arthur Schrank.
Hi, everybody. Arthur Schrank speaking from the Piping Horn Country Club here in Peoria, Illinois, where in just a few moments, we're going to display Smelly Dave for all the folks in this area. We want to thank the people here at WMBD in Peoria for making our visit so pleasant. I might point out that the manager of WMBD, Charles C. Cayley, is having a little cocktail party here at the Country Club for a lot of sponsors and influential people here in the town, more or less of a promotional idea for the station. It's a lovely club. We're standing not too far from the 18th green. Just between the 18th green and the 9th.
It's going to dry up there. I'm about ready to start the festivities.
I think they're about ready to start the festivities now. So here is the station manager of WMBD, Charles C. Cayley.
Thank you, Shrank, and welcome all of you visitors here to the Country Club. We think we have a good afternoon's entertainment in store for you. And you're probably all wondering just what those pins mean that we've handed out that say HISDCWMBD on them. Well, you probably figured out the WMBD part. Those, of course, are our call letters. But now it's a pleasure to tell you what the HISDC stands for. It means, here is Smelly Dave, courtesy of WMBD. I know you've been wondering about that, and I think you kind of enjoy the little joke we've had. And have created a little anxiousness among some of you. We want to just say a word or two about Dave, the great dead whale, which has been sent out here, and of course, which is on tour. You know that Dave is creating a great deal of stir. And we know that you sponsors here in the Peoria, Illinois area would like to create a stir, too. We think we can work together with Dave to create a stir. Dave, as I have so often said, is a whale of a whale, and we think we have a whale of a station. I think for those two things are going for us, we can really make something out of it. And now, thank you very much. Now, I would like to have you all turn your attention here to the far end of the pool, which has been, as you notice, filled with ice. While I pull the great line which removes the bunting from Dave, and you'll all get a look at our little friend over here. Is everything ready? All right. Then I give you Smelly Dave. Now, if you just want to pass around Dave, take a look at him with your refreshments there in hand. It's quite all right with us. We'll have the patty de foie gras served in just a little while. And,
Arthur Schrank here at Mike's side again. You've been listening to the broadcast of the festivities attending the Smelly Dave display here at Piping Horn Country Club in Peoria.
It sounded all right, eh?
And it was, I assume, a big success.
I think it went over great. And
now, on this happy, pleasant note, we return you to Bob and Ray.
Whale of a promotion, right?
What was he saying?
Something about a whale of a promotion.
Well, that's good.
You know, I think that the interest is building up in old Dave, and I want to thank Arthur for nice coverage out there.
Yeah, doing a very good job. Now then, do we have a little theme for this next feature, please? Hello, this is your host, Emery Wheeler, here on Show Business Corner, and our guest today is network producer Morton Peters, noted for his successful television series, Wackicky Gun. Hi, Mort.
Hello, Emery.
Mort, most people are aware of the success of Wackicky Gun, but for those who aren't, would you mind, Mort?
Well, not at all. Wackicky Gun is the story of Wild Bill Harlow, the man who cleaned up Honolulu.
Well, gosh, you really went way out west on that one, didn't you?
I would say so, Emery.
Mort, with WG, the success it is...
What's WG?
A Wackicky Gun. I met some of the kids who worked on the series, and that's what they called it, WG. Isn't that done quite a bit in show business? I mean, to save time?
Well, some people do that, Emery. However, Wackicky Gun isn't an excessively long title, and it's my understanding people who work on the shows which have longer titles do shorten them up in the way you suggested.
Yeah, well, at any rate, it's a successful show, and I'm sure the network is after you to develop some new westerns, right?
Yes, they are, Emery. The network is after me to develop some new westerns.
Do you have any ideas, Mort?
Well, the trend in westerns seems to be moving toward the more, let's call it the esoteric kind of cowboy.
You mean the finely caparisoned cowpoke?
That's about what I mean. Guy who can quote things.
Have you had any luck on the project, Mort?
Well, I've seen some scripts, and there are a few I'm interested in. I was particularly taken by a script one writer submitted that was called Oscar Wilde Goes West.
Gee, judging by the title, it would seem to be a good idea.
I thought so, too, but it turned out to be a sea story about Oscar Wilde's first trip to New York.
Yeah. Any other scripts seem interesting at all?
Well, there's the first Ivy League cowboy, the Seersucker Kid, first man to introduce bad manners to the Old West.
That sounds promising.
Well, you seem to be a good sounding board, Emery. Tell me, how much damage can one man inflict on another man with a fraternity pin?
Well, if it's a large fraternity pin, I suppose...
No, I don't think I'm going to waste any more time on the Seersucker Kid.
Well, you've been a lot of years in the business, Mort. You know best, of course.
That's right. I've got too many others I'm considering anyway. For instance, there's Arnold of Paris, the fighting hairdresser, the Old West's first beautician.
Hey, that sounds promising.
It is. The thing I like about it, we wouldn't have too much trouble getting a beautician into scrapes each week, not in the Old West. But as yet, we haven't looked at the problem of how he's going to get out of those scrapes.
But
get that set up, then we'll be in pretty good shape, I think.
Well, you will. Network television producer Mort Peters, because perplexing problems are part of your life. And thank you for being with us. And now, I would like to have one final word with veteran CBS newsman Wally Blue. We switch you now to the other end of this studio for W.W. Blue.
This is distinguished CBS newsman Wallace Blue,
reporting from the other end of the studio, from where I'm standing...
Just a minute here. This is pretty ridiculous, a foreign correspondent like you reporting from only about 10 feet away.
Well, they're breaking me in for CBS News, Ray. They want me to start corresponding from close in and work my way out. They promised I'd make a report from Staten Island next week on CBS News.
But what if there is any news that needs to be reported from there, then?
Well,
I suppose there's nothing happening.
Well, I'll have to bake a little, Ed. Fellow needs practice if he's ever going to hold down the CBS News post in, say, Paris or Bonn or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, those CBS News boys are tops of the business.
Did they tell you to say that on the air, too? I mean, isn't that a plug for broadcasting's foremost news-gathering
organization? This is Silver-Tongued, the CBS newsman, Bill Wallace of Malou, reminding you to hear the news first, fast, from CBS News, and returning you now to the other end of the studio. Almost spilled the beans about the plug, yet, didn't you, buddy?
Okay, Wally. So wait.
We said we're going to have a weekend feature, and that's what we're going to do now as we call in another of the Bob and Ray staff, who is somewhere in Texas, Scott Keogh. I wonder if you can hear me, Scott, with your man on the road weekend helicopter report. Please come in.
Hi, Bob. Yeah, everything is in good shape here. I'm parked on Route 64 just outside of Houston, Texas, here in the Bob and Ray convertible.
That's great country down there, Scott.
Yes, it is. It's a very interesting country, Bob, and we have a full report on the helicopter situation for you.
Well, how is it right at the moment?
It's very heavy in the sky, southbound. I think probably have been 15 to 20 helicopters go by here in the last 15 minutes.
Uh-huh. Well, I can hear some of them overhead there. They sound pretty low.
There's a slight tie-up westbound at the Sky Toll House, where there are several helicopters backing up there. I would suggest anyone in a private plane to bypass that.
Do you find that the weather is good at the moment?
Weather's very good, Bob. It looks like we're going to have a delightful weekend.
That'll probably
be taken to the air.
Yes, that will mean the sky will be full of the whirling birds there, as they call them. They seem to be clearing up the situation that you mentioned a moment ago?
No, if anything, it's getting a little more complicated and cluttered. I notice now, yes, here comes the state police trooper in his helicopter with the red flashing light siren. He's going up to see. I think what's happened up ahead, southbound, is one of the helicopter's engines have boiled over.
Oh, yeah.
And as you know, it's only a two-lane sky road.
Well, if they get tied up the way you've described, I can understand how an engine could heat up that way.
Well, that's what's happening, Bob. So I would advise, I think he's going to clear it up now. Yes, they're throwing up a sky hook.
Oh, good.
And they're going to pull the immobilized helicopter off to the side into the other part of the sky.
Well, then, do you have any final word of advice to helicopter people down there?
Yes, I would. I would remind them all that the airwaves are filled with helicopters this weekend. And that unless they absolutely have to use their helicopter, don't do it. And again, the reminder that the traffic is heavy southbound and tie up at the Sky Toll House westbound.
Thanks very much for more fine reporting, Scott Keogh, and we'll see you again next week.
Thank you, Bob, and 30.
What?
You said thank you and 30.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know. Is that mean, is it? Say something like that? I don't know. I
guess it's time to look down the rundown sheet here and see what's coming up on Monday after a pleasant weekend, we hope.
Well, here again, there's nothing on the blackboard, so we can't tell.
Children's Day Monday?
Maybe so. Before we go, though, we want to thank everyone who's helping us make our show a real omelet. Vic Cowan, our director, and Kirby Ayers, and Tom Shee, Joe Cabibbo, Joe Alonzo, and Wilbur Conway, of course.
That's right. Say nothing of the Bob and Ray Midget and the great Bob and Ray Bird. We'll all be back here again on Monday, and until then...
This is Ray Goulding, reminding you all to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott, reminding you to hang by your thumb.
Bye-bye.
This is the CBS Radio Network.